This is Action Podcast with Chris Jansen and Gina Baxa.
Hey, Gina. You know, one of the things we talk about a lot on Action Podcast is about coping with change. And I understand that it's that time again for you, and you're packing your bags and looking to maybe spend some time in south of France. Is that true?
It is, yeah. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, it is. It's I've always had a bit of wanderlust, really, a bit of itchy feet. And this month, I'm actually heading off to the south of France, near Marseille. And I'm going to be scouting out down there for work opportunities with a possibility of living there as well, full time. So, as you can imagine, quite a lot of excitement, but also quite a lot of fear coming up as well. And kind of, you know, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously one of the common things that happens when we face some sort of change. And what you're broaching is a very significant change. And I think maybe it'd be interesting for the listeners to maybe discuss some of our own experiences or some of the clients we've coached in terms of going through that change. And I know sometimes that can be a barrier for some people to really, really go after what they want, because they're afraid of all these things. And what are your kind of insights have you seen from, I guess, this time you're going through here? And I know you spent some time in the US last year as well. And, you know, does that fear ever disappear?
Well, I think, probably the way you felt when you moved here from Canada, the fears come up. And I noticed that if I waited for the fears to diminish before I took on that challenge or I made that move, then I wouldn't ever make the move. So I think firstly it's to kind of I've been aware that the fear won't go away. The voices will always be there resisting it or coming up with reasons why. But I think there's always a stronger voice, and that's usually, well, definitely in my case, from the heart, that's saying, no, this is the right thing to do. I hear you, but we're going anyway. So did you have that kind of feeling when you moved here?
Yeah, I think it was a similar thing. That sure, there's lots of uncertainty, and I think one of the truths about life is that the amount of uncertainty that you can deal with is a direct proportion to the amount of happiness and fulfillment you have, because there are so many things that you can be uncertain about. But when you're making kind of change, there's lots of uncertainty and things that may show up as fear, but for me, I always find that when you have, a higher purpose or a better purpose or a bigger purpose for making that kind of change, like you say, it's that voice, the thing that's going to draw you to go forward and take the steps or take that leap of faith. Usually when it's a successful kind of period of change, it's because that bigger purpose is perhaps getting more airtime in your own mind or in your own heart than a lot of the insecurities or the uncertainties that come up.
Absolutely. I think that's a really important point. It is, for me, it's just a subtle knowing, and I'm sure listeners have felt this. It's just a knowing that, yes, this is exactly the right thing to do right now. And there's no umming and ahhing or shall I, shan't I. It's just a knowledge, yes, that's it, I'm going. And I think, like we're saying, that the fears will come up, but it's how we actually deal with them that counts. And it's about just continually moving forward, like we often say, just daily action, daily baby steps towards the goal. So, for example, I've been sorting out lots of admin, I've been booking tickets, looking around accommodation, and every day doing something that's moving me closer to actually getting there, despite the fears that are coming up. And it's really working. That little voice is actually diminishing.
Yeah, it's funny how the mind works, that when you focus on, you put your focus on what you want, you tend to not think about the things you don't want.
Funny that, but that's very true.
Yeah,
it is. It's totally about where your focus is, because I could focus on all the reasons why it might not work, or how am I going to support myself, or blah, 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 which is just going to spin me around.
Yeah, definitely.
Pointless. Yeah. So it is. It's very worth I really recommend listeners just sit down and have a little chat and acknowledge it, acknowledge the fears. But really, as that great book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, there's going to be a part of us that just knows that everything is going to be fine. But I think as human beings, we tend to want to know how everything's going to be mapped out in steps before us, before we make that move. But life isn't like that, and it goes in twists and turns. It's quite unpredictable. So
yeah, I think one of the hurdles that people build for themselves or create for themselves is they really over-amplify and over-embellish their imagination on what can go wrong.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, sure, there may be some real risks and some changes, you know, uprooting and moving to a different city or to a different job or even to a different country has some risks, but, you know, there's some things I'm sure that are more risky. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that I agree with you, but just sitting down and really just getting clear on your own thoughts and getting clear on your own fears, that sometimes so much when we have these fears and we actually stop and really, really, whether it's analyze or just pay attention to or really get clear on what is that niggly, uncomfortable feeling that we're feeling, that we realize perhaps it's not that bad. And it's actually, I can manage this. Or actually, now that I'm clear on what's really the real pinpoint, the real tip of the pin that's really making me feel uncomfortable, here are three ways I can mitigate that risk or eliminate that feeling or things I could find out that might put me a bit more at ease, some information about whatever the opportunity might be. And I think sometimes people over, I don't know, they don't fully appreciate the power of that sitting down and kind of analyzing your own thoughts. And I often find that, especially on the fear side of things, that when, you know, we talk a lot on this on our podcast about journaling. Mm. And when you journal, when you write down, whether it's in a journal or wherever it might be, even writing yourself an email or whatever, but when you actually write down how you're really feeling, sometimes when you see it on paper, it kind of diminishes the heavy emotion around it, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. I think the journaling is very, very important. If we look at our fears, most of them are projected fears into a future event that hasn't even happened. So think about, well, where am I basing that fear on? Is there any reality or truth to support that this event will happen? And usually it isn't. It may be based on past experience, but usually it is a projection into the future, because we want to just try and, that part of our brain, the reptilian part of our brain, always tries to make us feel safe, but it often imprisons us at the same time. So it's very good to watch your thoughts if you're about to embark on change or a new challenge or moving to a new country.
Mm. Yeah, I think there's probably, I would say there's four simple questions that someone could ask themselves and a little bit of an exercise to work through if they are maybe facing some sort of a change right now that is making them really, really uncomfortable. And I think the first one is very simple, is asking the question, how am I really feeling right now? And writing these answers down. But asking the question, how do I really feel? And or you know, within that, it's what specifically am I feeling uncomfortable about?
Be very honest. Exactly.
Very honest and very, very specific. I think the second thing is a simple question of, is that true? You know, is that true in terms of, you know, is it 100% reality that fear is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not going to be able to find, you know, income to support myself, that I'm not going to be able to make new friends in the new city.
Mm.
But really get honest in whether that is 100% true, that it's, you know, it's fair enough for you to have that fear. And the third thing is, you know, what could you do? Well, what could I do to mitigate or eliminate that uncertainty?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a nice turn of phrase to think of as just uncertainty rather than fear, because we may still have the emotions around there, that kind of uncomfortable feeling that relates to that. But if we are more certain about some things, then that gives us some clarity. And I think the fourth question would be simply, what are some small steps I could do right now to take action to mitigate that, to eliminate that uncertainty?
Yeah, great points.
So I think also, I mean, we talk a lot about breaking it down into smaller pieces, but especially when you're looking at some sort of major change and what you're really feeling uncomfortable about, by taking those small steps, that immediately builds your confidence. It happens all the time with our clients, and it happens with us as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the crucial thing. It's like, like they always say in France, when you ask them the directions somewhere, they always say straight on, tout droit, tout droit. And I think that's a good metaphor for life, really. Just keep on trucking, keep making movements towards it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Brilliant.
All right, Gina. Well, I think that covers off some simple and practical tips for everybody today, and maybe some ideas for you to move forward as you pack your bags and get to France.
Merci.
And I'm sure you'll do absolutely fine, and you'll find everything you need to. And we'll certainly touch base back again very soon as you go through this process and see what other insights you've come up with.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Okay. Cheers, Gina. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're listening via iTunes, please remember to leave a review and give us a star rating. Also, why not pop over to our website at www.actionpodcast.com, where you can comment on this podcast or send an email directly to the podcasters. Plus, be one of the first people to receive our new ebook, providing 80 practical tips and simple action steps for taking everyday action and making everyday progress in your life. You'll also receive a free notification when we publish a new podcast and a new blog posting.